Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Mysterious Adjoining. I am your host and creator, Seal Jones. Today we're going to talk about environment and why Mysterious Adjoining has decided to constantly stay focused on environment. Environment is such a huge part of becoming a good person. Or becoming an evil person. Environment allows us to grow if we're in a safe place. If you're more or less like an evil person, well, let me rephrase that. I believe that like evil isn't like natural. You don't come out of the womb like I'm an evil person. We're all loving human beings. Then the environment will dictate like how that person grows, matures, reflects, and interacts with the world. If it's an evil environment or hateful environment, it is hard to get out. Because once you get caught up in it, it's hard to like get out by like even in the real world society, like getting a job if you get caught for doing something dumb or stupid. Or evil. It's hard to get housing. It's hard to get food. It's hard to get help because the majority of the people don't want to help out evil people. And sometimes I've seen it where jail is the only option for them for a safe and warm place. And so they'll commit more crime in order to get a safe place. When the environment is more or less like evil and doing bad things, a person may just say, hey, all this evil has been committed to me. Why don't I just continue to do more evil? Because it's always been done to me. And that's how I have to interact with the world. You see it a lot in like different parts of the world and different parts of maybe where you are from. To see, like, oh, there's more evil. I'm gonna do more evil because that's all I know. When you are surrounded by good people and you're treated like with respect, understanding, and kindness, and have the ability to grow, the person has a higher chance of becoming and continuing doing good work. I understand that creating an environment for everyone is tough because most people don't even have options to go to even have a safe place or a good environment. They're at where they're at, and it could be by birth, it could be by mistakes, it could be by just unfaults and unfailures, like failing, 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 but you're there. With Mysteriously Jointed, we wanted to make sure that people found outlets and resources that are willing to work with them. Because not everyone wants to work with a grown man or a grown woman who has struggled and is hard because their life has been hard. And to unteach that and to let them to learn that there is love out there for them. There is hope for them. There is kindness. I've experienced it quite a bit in my work. And in recently, people in my life have that I've let in, I have helped, have come to backstab me, which is all right, I understand. I just didn't know it would come down to that. But I'm not very easy taken advantage of by what I used to be. When I was younger and I was doing just taking care of myself, taking care of the people around me, it was easier and I was more gullible because I believed in people a lot more blindly. I like, oh, I'm gonna believe in this person. Other person was like seems like I was just a horrible judge of character because I always had the benefit of the doubt that this is a good person. And I was taught and I'm caught now. I'm like to continue to help people out because even today, people around me are still trying to one up me. when it's like all you had to do is ask and I will give you something. You just have to say, hey, I need help in this. I will give it to you if I have it. But to steal from me, it's just another, just a sad slap in my face of like, I can't trust this person. And it hurts because I put effort and time and love. And people tell me that I can take care of this person or help this person out. And sometimes you get burned. It's just part of life. I'm not mad at the individual, and I'm not mad at them. I'm just sad for their choices of what they're making. Because why burn someone for like $2,000 when you have multiple thousand dollars? But they can't see the multiple thousand dollars. They just see the right here and the right now. So creating the environment and building a great foundation and showing that even though you are an evil, this is an evil place, that showing them that there's other options for people is why I've decided to find safe havens for people, find environments that are growing and filled with love. And on the outskirts, protect people from coming in to do harm to others who are trying to grow and to learn. A lot of people just can't understand that. And we need to show them that this is what we're here for. Humanity needs to grow and stick together as the years go on because it's going to get scarier with a lot of other things that people say that are out there, like AI. And if we keep separating ourselves from everything and dividing us, we're easily taken over and easily conquered by other ideas, other thoughts, other people. But if we can unify and protect the safe havens and protect the safe places, that way we can grow. People will have the ability to grow within themselves. The self-esteem will grow, and they will do less harm to each other. And that is why my focus for the next part of Mysteriously Jointed existence is going to be focused on that alone. We have created an app where people can go and they can find safe havens and they can find where they think that they need to be at that time in their life, where they're ready to learn, they're ready to understand, they're ready to be taught, they're ready to listen. But we're not going to tell them any of that to listen to do that. They're just saying, oh, I'm ready. And finding those safe places or creating them, if we have to ourselves, is the most important thing that I can offer and my business can offer to the world. When you have the ability to grow and you realize that you are loved by strangers that don't know you but understand the pain that you're going through, it's one of the most powerful weapons we have to turn the tide, to let them to put down the anger, to put down the hate. So what if this person shit on me and stole my money? I don't care. I will get more money. I will get more things. As long as I am safe and the people around me are safe and my family is safe, that's all that matters. This ability to abuse and even see in people's eyes, it's not about that person. It's about how can I take advantage of them? How can I step on them to get what I want? But there's a price with that, and people will know that's what you're doing. And they'll stay away from you. Because whether or not you're a rocket scientist or an athlete or a good-looking person or a good person, nobody just wants to be used and taken advantage of like that. And so finding environments and finding safe places will slowly protect the weak people and make the stronger people understand their weaknesses so they can get stronger. Because sometimes, as strong as you are and as tough as you are, you don't see your weaknesses. Well, folks, that's it for today. A 10-minute little introduction of why and Buttonsphere joined. I hope you've enjoyed the past couple. I want to thank everyone for listening and tuning in, or actually even just finding me. I do appreciate it, the people that are listening on a daily basis. I hope that you find your safe place, and I hope that you find the loved ones that you need to grow stronger. Because if you love yourself a little bit more every day, the world will become a better place. Thanks again, and have a wonderful day.